I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust. We had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep. And with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.
This week, the US election results have us depressed.
Plus, we need to talk about Kim K wearing Princess Diana's necklace,
the new I'm a Celeb cast,
and the controversy surrounding a cast member and Bonnie Blue.
Hello and welcome back to Pop Off Podcast, the podcast where we tell you what's been popping off in pop culture this week. My name is Lewis.
And I'm Isla.
Hey!
Hey, everybody.
TGIF.
TGIF. The podcast is getting later and later.
Yeah. Although, I had, who was it? Someone, I bumped into someone and they were like, speaking about how they watched the podcast, and they were like, they dragged us. They were like, sometimes I'm waiting for the episodes though. And I'm like,
sorry.
I'm like, well, when you pair, I was like, the thing is, when you pair two ADHD brains together who have no one keeping us in check, we run out.
This is the thing, like, we used to have a production company that used to like do everything, and now everything's up to us. And I actually think we're doing a very good job.
We were late last week, but yeah. I think this is episode 23. In 23 weeks, we've not missed an episode.
We have not missed
it's
an episode.
It's so impressive for us because we are so late for everything else in our lives.
Literally, like, everything is very staggered. And but we're getting there. We're getting there.
I think Fridays are a good day to upload anyway, because it's like, because originally we were uploading this series on a Thursday, and then I changed it to Friday because I was like, TGIF,
yeah,
Friday vibes. Mm-hmm. How's your week been?
My week's been okay. It's been quite chilled. I had to go to IKEA for the millionth time.
Wait, hang on. Sorry if you're watching. I'm sorry. I've got socks
on. it's been fine. I look like a mess today because I got locked out of my gate, which is just annoying. Like, I feel like it's been a week of adult stuff, like proper adult stuff, like paying VAT and like doing all of this bullshit.
Buying Maison Margiela tabby boots.
Buying Maison Margiela tabby boots and spending a fuckload of money after paying a fuckload of money on VAT. Like, it's just been like, yeah. I mean, like, blessed life, but like adulting is like, my brain isn't catching up too well, so...
Yeah.
I need to do some brain training on my DS.
But what about meditation?
Meditation, yeah. Because honestly, like, trying to remember everything and everyone's like, do a to-do list. Do you think I can do a fucking to-do list? Do you think that I'm able to remember that I have a to-do list when I can't even remember to pay, like, important things that could, like, ruin my life? Like, and you think, oh, yeah, to-do list. No.
I went to a Japanese flower arranging class called Ikebana. And it was like you start off, like breathing in, and then
your eyebrows look amazing.
I got them waxed yesterday,
really,
because they were so awkward. I went, and the woman, oh fuck, I still need to pay that, but oh, she's the sweetest lady ever. I turned up and I was like, she was like, it's been a long time since I've last seen you. And I was like, yeah, I know. And I lied down. She's like, oh, thank God you came. I was like, oh, it's like, drag me, bitch.
Yeah, but the skin, I need to get mine done.
The only thing is, I really want to start threading them, because waxing is actually so bad for your skin. Also, I think if anyone has tried this, please let me know, because I'm slightly terrified, because I've never injected anything in my face before. I've never had filler. I've never even like had a facial piercing. Like, I've never touched my face before. But I want to try. Have you heard of skin boosters?
Yes, yes, yes.
So they're like injectable.
I didn't know they inject them though.
Yeah, it's facial injection. I guess like skincare, but like it like completely resets like your entire skin. And I think that is the step that I need to do to sort out my Rosacea redness on my face. And there's a place in East Dulwich that does it, and it's got really good reviews. But I'm slightly terrified because I have read a few like magazine articles about it, and it's like, it's a slippery slope because apparently for it to like maintain and keep up, you have to do it like twice every 6 months.
Oh, okay.
And basically the article was like, okay, so this is quite a new thing. And like, while it's not like filler, what is being injected is skincare. It's not bad, but like no one's seen how like addictive it can get, yes, and how like reliant you have to become on it. Like,
well, maybe you could be the,
I don't want to be though. Cause like, I'm worried, like what if I do it for like a few years and I'm really happy with it. And then it gets to the point being like, okay, I've injected my face for like 3 years. I don't want to put anything more in me. And then I stop. And then like, what if my skin just goes to absolute?
Oh my God. Imagine it's like,
yeah, I'm really scared to do it. But the problem is, it's the solution. Mm. Like, I look at the before and afters and I'm like, that the befores are what my skin looks like and the afters are what I want my skin to look like.
It's like more about if you want to take that leap.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, if anyone... I'm trying to read like articles and stuff about it of like people who have done it, but all the articles are basically just like, I don't know, be safe. Yeah. And it's like, well, that's not what I need. Yeah. Like,
It's not too similar, but I really, really want to go to Turkey and do that like full body scan thing.
Oh, like the MRI for
your
body.
Yeah, like MRI, eye test, ear test, like everything. But then you find out all these things that are wrong with you, and then you've got to like go
and then they'll
sort
start
out.
Telling you all of a sudden, oh, you're actually like allergic to broccoli and like watch out for that. And it's like, okay, well,
and then it's too much awareness.
And it's such like a minor like allergy, and now it's like, okay, now I have to make sure I'm like not eating right, do you know what I mean?
Healthcare and all that stuff is a bit confusing, to be honest.
I think I've got a really, really good immune system.
Yeah, same.
I think I've got a really good immune
system.
And
that's like, that's because, you know, people that are just too careful with everything, that's why it's so important for your mental well-being, touch some grass, but quite literally go and touch some grass. Mm. Because I feel like when you're outdoorsy or like you do things... Like, I used to suck my thumb, yeah, and I swear to God, that used to sort my immune system right out, mate.
I don't know why mine's so good. I think it's probably, I don't know, I eat a lot of processed food. I think that's probably why. Like, I probably eat, consume so much stuff that is bad for me that it's just, like, my body's just used to, like, batting it off, like, that, like, anything that comes into me just immediately you get spat off. Because I was thinking the other day, I was like, I don't eat that much processed food, and then I, like, broke it down, and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no, like, I had, like, like a sandwich the other day. I was like, yeah, but you don't know how that sandwich has been prepared.
Yeah,
like, oh, I actually, but oh my God, I'm so addicted to the Blank Street Mel's maple matcha.
Are you?
Like mouth-wateringly addicted.
Really? I love it. I do hear mixed reviews.
After this podcast, I'm driving 45 minutes to go get it.
Oh really?
Like it's that bad, but it's only there for another month. So I'm like,
oh shit, is it?
It was a limited edition.
Oh, is it limited? I love it. I really want to try the banana bread as well.
The banana bread, to me, it's just like a weaker version of the maple.
Oh, really?
Like, it's like the same sort of flavor, but it's more like, I guess, like banana bready.
Have you had the brown sugar, shaken brown sugar one? Oh, that one is bossing. But that is like, see, with the Mel's maple matcha, like that, because it's Mel and it's a maple matcha, you leave that to like get made there. But I feel like the brown sugar one is something that you could.
Yeah.
Because it's brown sugar in it. Like, surely you could do that yourself. The Mel's maple matcha one is banging though.
I feel like a lot of places have brown sugar shaken.
Do they?
I think so. I've definitely seen it before.
I always feel so overwhelmed when I go into any coffee shop because it's just like, I feel like coffee shops are so culty.
It's so loud and stark lighting, yes, and like everyone behind the counter is rushing. Like.
And then everyone seems to know exactly, like you don't ever have the time. Like, you know, when you go to a bar, I can be like, okay, cool. I want a cocktail that is like X, Y, Z sort of thing. You can go to a bar and be like, okay, I want a cocktail that's like this alcohol, this sweetness, blah, 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 blah. And then they will make it for you. I feel like, when it comes to like cafes and stuff like that, like, or coffee shops, people are like, you should know what the fuck you want, sort of thing. So yeah, I just find it a bit scary and intimidating when I go in because everyone seems to know what they want and what they're doing in life. What have you been up to this week? Let's start on Monday.
I went to see Ice Spice and she was actually really good. I thought I knew more. I know a lot of Ice Spice songs, but I don't think, try and sing an Ice Spice song. You don't know the lyrics. Mm. You do not know the lyrics.
But apparently she changed her her location.
Yeah, she's downsized. It was at Outernet in the end, not Brixton.
Yeah, because you know Ole Brom?
Yeah.
He went and I was speaking to him about it and he said that the crowd's really, really weird though.
There was about, I reckon, 300 people there.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
And she also had to downsize at Glasgow and I want to say Manchester or Birmingham, one of those two.
Mad.
But I kind of get it. Like, Ice Spice isn't a phenomenon in the UK.
Yeah, but also,
the same way if Glorilla was to come here, she would be doing similar venues.
Because I don't think you can compare Ice Spice to Glorilla.
No, me neither. I think they're very different artists.
But like, in terms of like, Ice Spice is very like, she's not seriously in, I don't take her seriously.
Yes, yeah.
But like Glorilla, I feel like, especially now after her album, like now is a good time because like her shit's been popping off. But I feel like now she would, her numbers would like, she would do
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I think Glorilla would probably do like
But
Brixton.
We just very much think Ice Spice is just all about farting.
Yeah. Thing is, I have never been to a, and I've seen a lot of female rappers live, and I've never been to a female rap concert where someone was singing, was rapping so much live. Like, the stamina on her is insane. She was not missing a single, and her raps are quick. All 21 songs, she didn't miss a single word. She was doing choreo, she was in the crowd, she was speaking to the audience. Like, her stamina was way better than, obviously, Nicki, because Nicki's stamina.
She's just like, better than Megan and Cardi's.
Not in terms of like stage performance, but in terms of like actually singing live and delivery. Mm. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Megan. And what's so good about Megan is so much of her performance is full on choreography, proper dancing, which obviously you cannot rap like the way that her songs are rapped while also doing full on choreo. So that's obviously a factor. But a lot of Megan's tours and live and festival performances and stuff, she doesn't actually rap a lot of it live. Mm. But that's not what you go to see Megan. You go for like the whole performance aspect of it, but Ice was, and it was like full energy for 45 minutes. It was really, really good.
That's wicked. Big up her, innit?
Yeah, but I don't think you realize how little lyrics you know of Ice Spice until you're, because I went and
I don't
like,
know any of her songs really. I know
every single
two.
Song she sang, I knew the chorus of, and then it got to the verses, and I was like, I was like, fuck, I do not know this. And then there'll be one line I know, and I'll be like, but yeah, the crowd was really weird. It was a mix of like,
who said old? Only said old men.
There was a few, like, there was like some older gay men that I saw. And then Thursday, I went to my gorgeous friend Yaz's EP, which is out now. Her EP, Wish You Were Here, came out this morning or last night at midnight. And it is so good. It's so like Honeymoon and Avenue Ariana, but mixed with like an R&B twang. Like, it's so, she's just so good. It's so crazy when like, because I've known Yaz since she was like 13 or maybe 14. And like, now, I don't know the age she is specifically, like 22, I'd guess. And like, it's so weird, like knowing someone as like a, like some, like from that age, and now watching them like such an amazing body of work from with like, she was working with like The Social House, like really cool, good producers. Like, it's so, it makes you, it's just like,
Yeah, no, I was thinking the other day, like, how weird is it that we're at an age where people obviously, but like, are doing like, real jobs,
yeah,
like very real jobs. And obviously I've been friends like and I've been around people that have been like teachers and X, Y, and Z, but something clicked in my brain the other day, and we're like, people are like actually like they've worked a long time to get to where they are now. It's not just like there's, it's like you're 21 and stuff and like you've just started, like they've actually worked like years and years to be where they are, not just they're not at the beginning of their career. A lot of people are like in their career,
yeah.
Like, that's how old I feel like I am now. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, you guys have been working your asses off.
No, I got that because one of my friends just went traveling. And then I was like, oh, are you applying for a job? And she was like, yeah. I was like, oh, what kind of... And she was like saying the job roles. I was like, damn. She was like, well, I have been working for 5 years. I was like, damn.
Yeah, no, literally. Like, one of these other girls, she, like, I was at a Garnier event the other day. And she was like, yeah, like, I've been working there since, like, we're the same age. She's like, oh, yeah, I've been working there for 5 years. I'm like, 5 years? I'm like, oh, shit. Like, you've really been in this, like, industry for 5 whole years. Like, that's crazy.
That's why I so badly wanna, I find it very hard to like the thing is about this job is it's so not like any other job. Like, there's no job that you can compare it to. So like, to me, it's really like jarring in my brain, like looking at it, where it's like, wait, I'm still doing the exact same thing I was doing when I was 18, but then all my other friends who are at uni at the time have like climbed up all this stuff, and it's like, I'm still doing the same thing. And it's like, well, I'm not, because like I've created brand relationships and I've created like all these other things, but like in my head, like I'm in the still the same quote
exactly
unquote job role.
Literally,
like,
I was thinking about that today, and I literally wake up with like a mini heart attack. Like, some days just thinking like, what am I doing? Like, what's going on? Why am I still in the same place? Like, I know that I'm doing well and people can see that I'm doing well, but then I don't think that I'm doing well. But then I'm like, what am I doing to like change this? And like X, Y, and Z. And it's like, our future is in our hands, but it's just like, you get a bit anxious about like wanting to start certain things, because especially me, because I don't know if I can finish the task and I don't know if I can do this and X, Y, and Z. I feel like I live in a world of self-doubt at the moment of like what my capabilities are.
At the end of the day, the only person who can actually do it is yourself. Yeah, like exactly. Your manager can, or your team, or like your friends, or like other influencers can like suggest stuff for you and all that kind of stuff. But like only you are able to do the thing.
And then also like with, I feel like our work's very scattered as well. So we'll have like events randomly and like this, that, and like things are just like in the middle of random times of the day. And I feel like I probably work best doing like an actual 9 to 5, but it's impossible to work a 9 to 5. I mean, like treat your day as a 9 to, because people are like, treat your day as a 9 to 5. It's, you can't do that because there's so much other shit that just goes on randomly. I think my brain's quite scattered. So trying to like compartmentalize like my day and stuff and like order it into like seamlessly, it's hard. Yeah. It's like, it's a work in progress, but you know, there's no rush in it. There's always going to be something. You just got to come up with a good idea. And if that takes 10, 20 years, then I'm there for it. I feel like I try not to put too much pressure on myself as well, because I'm just like, okay, cool. Let me just, when the urge, I know that when I have the fire and the urge to do something that's amazing, like it will come and I'll do well. Mm-hmm. But like trying to force that out of myself would probably just make like backfire.
No, and you see that when influencers launch like just as a random example, say for example like a cosmetic line, and then after like 2 months like the Instagram account never gets posted on again, and it's like they dropped one line of makeup brushes. Yeah. Like you actually weren't, you didn't, you, your burning desire was not to create a makeup line. Your thought process from this was, I'm an influencer, I should probably make a brand, because that's what. Also, I find that like the most the people who give influencers advice to start a brand are non-influencers, because they view your job as non like extendable, like they don't view your job as like a tangent thing that is going to last forever. So it will be people who, was that not going to
last?
So it will be people who aren't actual influencers, who are like working other job fields, being like, you should start a business, by the way, because like that is something that will last forever. And it's like, it's actually the opposite, because now you're forcing a business and that's not going to last forever, because you're not, our heart's not in it, and it's going to drop off after a few months.
No, literally.
Whereas you could have spent that time focusing on what you're actually interested on, which is influence.
Mm-hmm, like, no, literally. The innovation, I think people, because people say to me, why don't you start a clothing brand? It's like, you don't just start a clothing brand and just hope for the best. Like,
especially
the innovation.
Now,
yeah, like, especially now, the saturated market, but like the innovation, the marketing that needs to go into this. Like, you can have a brand, like a great example is the girl that made Refire Beauty.
Yes.
Like, she is a fantastic example of someone that had not only had demand, but like had drive and like an idea that was just like so different from the rest. And it can go either way, obviously, but like the way that hers has taken off and she's been so successful, like even Candy Kittens by Jamie Lang.
I think it's always good when kind of ties up and probably wraps up the conversation, is a brand, an influencer brand always works when the influencer isn't tied and tied into the brand. Mm. But if an influencer is starting a brand out of a non-passion project reason, then they think that, then they're starting the brand because they're like, I'm an influencer who needs a brand. So they put themselves front and center of everything, which never does well. Like Refire, you look at Refire and you don't immediately think of Jess Hunt. You look at Candy Kittens, you don't immediately think of Jamie Lang. Whereas when influencers start brands and they're like the front of all the campaigns,
that's
and all
the
that
only
kind of
thing
stuff,
that's doing it.
That's because they're like, oh, I need to start a brand. Oh, like I should use myself to sell products. Mm-hmm. Let me put myself at the front because I'm the one who sells it. Where it's like, that's when it ends up flopping.
But the lesson is, across everyone, not just influencers, is that only, don't feel the pressure of having to start this and that because you feel like it's the right thing to do. Start it because you want to do it and you can put your heart into it, because the last thing you want to do is set up a business, waste a fuckload of money and time
and energy.
Yeah, it's
expensive as well starting a business.
Yeah, and then like, and then you have no money and nothing because like you just wanted to do it to please other people or to, because you thought it was the right thing to do. Do it because you want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Period. Anyway, should we speak about the election? I'm literally so, I mean, not to be like that girl, but like, I was like, I could see from a mile off where this was going. We've seen it so many times with like living in a bubble and all that kind of stuff. Like there was way more vocal Trump supporters than there has been in the last, I mean, at least the last, I can't really remember 2016 properly because I was a child, but at least the last election, like, and.
So how long ago it was? 2016?
No, there was one in 20... I think it was
postponed. No, but him. Did he get elected in
2016? And then Biden was 2020, and then now he's back in 2024.
Shit.
There was so much going against Kamala. Like, the fact that, like, she was a woman, first of all. She was immediately in an unfair playing ground. She also, I mean, listen.
Also, like, Biden fucked it. Like, yeah. Fucked it so... This is all purely my opinion, by the way, but I believe that Biden completely fucked it for Kamala because it, like, made a lot... I can imagine a lot of people, like... think that the Democrats were like very unserious because you've got this fucking pensioner in trying to talk and he can't remember what's going on. Bless his soul, but you should not be the president of America when your brain isn't obviously functioning properly. So I feel like that completely fucked it for Kamala. And then she had to kind of like start her own thing all the way from the bottom and try and gain a lot of respect. And I think she'd done a very, very good job in terms of where she was left. But it obviously like... The thing is, with America as well, like, you have all these, like, celebrities endorsing and doing this and Beyonce and all of this stuff, but, like, the middle of America don't give a fuck about any of these people. Like, America, like, if you've been there, you know that it's, like, a shithole. So I feel like a lot of them care about money and they care about where, like, money, and they don't care about, like, who's in power and this and that and the other. And from what I hear, Trump... This is all alleged quotations, blah, 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 blah. Trump done a lot for the economy. As I said, not a necessary fact, but this is what a lot of Americans say. So they want him to come back in because they think that he's going to do a lot better for the economy.
Well, he basically, from the early exit polls, economy was the top thing that came out of what people voted on. And Trump's whole campaign was, he centered a lot of his manifesto around economy and how he's going to cut taxes and all that kind of stuff. But what a lot of people, he is cutting taxes for those in the higher tax bracket and the higher paycheck and stuff. But obviously with the whole American dream and all that, they either A, don't realize... I was going to say, I'm not going to be mean, but I'm sorry. If you're fucking voting for Trump, I will be mean. They're too thick to realize that, hey, dummy, like, it's not you that he's benefiting your tax for. It's the rich people.
It's the same as the
It's the American dream. And these people are so desperate and aspiring to be wealthy because that's what the whole American foundations is on, like, capitalism and this whole, like...
facade.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, I should vote for Trump because in 4 years, that's going to be me and that would benefit me and I should work for that. And... so he focused his whole thing on the economy, which obviously was a lot of people's main thing because of the cost of living crisis. And that's where he picked. Also, what didn't help was I don't think the amount, I don't think there was anything wrong with a slight, like a little celebrity endorsement, but the amount of celebrity endorsements for the specific demographic of, because Trump was doing obviously them as well. Like, he was on the Joe Rogan podcast, he had fucking Bryce Hall come out, all that kind of stuff. But the audience Trump is trying to appeal to like that kind of shit. They find that kind of shit funny. They're the type of they're the type of people who will sit in with like a fucking beer and watch 8 episodes of American Dad in a row. They find that kind of humor funny. Whereas the people that Kamala were trying to win over were the centrist people, and they don't find, like, Victoria Monet coming out to sing a song, that's not winning them over. That's just like, why do you need, like, Victoria Monet in your campaign? It's like almost like a warning sign. Like, it's like, why do you need that? And also, I mean, the other thing is, when you're going up against Trump, who has such far right wing views, and Kamala's trying to pick up voters who are somewhere in the middle, she went, like, down a centrist route, which I don't think was the smartest.
It's a shame that America just has that two-party system, though. Because fuck both of them, respectfully.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm just, like, the people who, like... I mean, it's your own prerogative and everything, but, like, I just find it crazy, the people who, like, didn't vote or voted for the third party. Because it's, like, they are both not great humans, but one is at least a considerably a lot better, slash also... Like, it's just, it's terrible. I think the thing that upset me the most was that, like, we consume as Brits and slash, like, I guess the rest of the world, we consume a lot of our content and media from America, whether that's TV shows, like, podcasts, influencers, whatever. A lot of what we consume is through left-leaning places like New York, California, even, like, the big cities in Texas, like Houston. So we... Like, America's a huge place. Like, we never see anything come out of places like fucking, like, Iowa or Nebraska. The same way, like, in London, like, we're constantly surrounded by people with similar political views and cultural values and all that kind of stuff. And I think the thing that made me the most sad was, like, the immediate effect that Trump winning with the views he has is going to have on so many people. Like, whether that's, like, victims of... sexual assault or like the only family of color in like a really small town somewhere, like having to like get up on the morning of the election, and like the animosity will be at an all-time high because these people who have voted for Trump will have their feelings validated and think that their views, these horrible views, are okay to think because the majority of America agree with it. Mm-hmm. Or like a closeted child who's like in a family who are like celebrating, and they're, it's only going to rile these people's up more and get their views to go more crazy because they think that it's valued. And also what's even more scary is that I'm pretty sure the right wing won the majority vote for the first time in about 20 years, which is terrifying. And also, this isn't just a US thing. It sends a message out to the whole world. I mean, I'm not hoping, because I don't wish that upon America, but from a Britain's point of view, I just hope that Trump's presidency crashes and burns, because even if he does a slightly okay job, the next UK election is going to be terrifying, because they are going to have seen Trump do this and win, not only win, but with a majority vote. And the Reform Party manifesto and even the Conservative manifesto is going to be terrifying. And we see it the same way that, like, we see it in the UK, where we saw those riots up north with people, I think it was in Leeds, who are all Reform Party voters. Like, these people are going to be more riled up than ever. I just find it insane that you can't apply for jobs in America if you're a criminal, yet he can become president.
Yeah, it's
like
mad.
There is, like, on job applications there is a tick if you are if you have a criminal conviction.
No, it's really sad. There's this there's this guy in America, in New York, sorry, and I watched this documentary about him, and like Jay-Z was in it and everything. I don't know if anyone's ever watched it before, but basically he steals a bag. No, he gets accused, sorry, of stealing a bag, this woman's bag or something like that. And then he goes to prison. He goes to jail. He won't admit that he's done. They want him to admit that he's done it. He hasn't done it, so he won't admit that he's done it. Because if he admits that he's done it, then he'll have a criminal record, won't be able to get a job, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, he ends up staying, going to prison and then acting out in prison because he's in prison, he's not supposed to be there, goes to solitary confinement, basically gets schizophrenia from being in solitary confinement, and then he comes out and he kills himself. And that's how fucked it is. Mm-hmm. And then there's someone like Donald Trump that's allowed to have a criminal charges, have over, like, how many is it? Like, 54? Brought against him, and he's allowed to become the president of the United States of America.
I also just find it crazy that, like, people, like, he can stand there and, like, have his whole sort of campaign focused around saving the economy when, like, he has bankrupt multiple businesses. Like, it's... terrifying. I mean, a lot of what it came down to was a misogyny,
yeah,
and people not wanting a woman in power
for the first time ever. For the first time ever, I'm sorry.
No, but it's true. Like, I do feel sorry for them. Like, I know the type of people who I would be friends with or like listen to me want the people who vote for Trump, and like that's why I also find it, like, it did kind of make me sad, because it was like, oh, I actually give Americans such a hard time, but like, and I was, like, seeing tweets being, like, Americans are so stupid, da-da-da-da-da. And people were replying being, like, can you, like, actually fucking not? Like, a lot of us in America are people who are directly affected by what Donald Trump is going to do. Like I've had to have an abortion from sexual assault, and that's now not going to be... And it's, like, I didn't vote for this. Like, this is not a time to be, like, ha-ha, Americans.
Yeah, no, it's so fucked up, that.
Yeah.
There's so many elements that are just so fucked up. I can't even, like, put into words, like, anything. I'm just sitting here, like, damn. I don't even know what to say.
I know.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's so fucked.
I guess on like a slightly lighter note, pop topics, Tyler came out with a new single called Push to Start, and she dropped it, and all the quote tweets were being like, now's not the time, now's not, like, don't do this. And everyone was like, you guys do realize she's a South African artist.
Like,
she is on the other side of the globe. Like, the literal tweet announcement time was like, I don't remember the specific time, but like 2 p.m. South African standard time. Like, this is,
it's
like,
not about you, sorry.
Unfortunately, you can't stop Tyler's release because Trump won.
Yeah, like, sorry. That's not how it works, darling.
But the song is brilliant.
Is it proper I'm a Piano? Because she's been in her I'm a Piano bag.
Yeah, it is actually. But she's so, like, I've become re-obsessed with her. I feel like I knew her before Water. And I was obsessed with her. She had a song called Been Thinking, and it was so fucking good. And I was like, who is this girl? I'm obsessed with her. And then I found out she was South African, and I loved it even more because I was like, oh, like, finally someone who's not from, like, UK or America, or even, like, I guess, like, I don't know. Like, it's just so, I found it so exciting that, like, oh, I'm like, this is a new artist I'm getting invested in that's not, like,
just one of what we know.
And then I kind of fell off a little bit. Not fell off. I just, like, I love the album, but, like, I just, there was a, to be fair, she did injure her back and she was out for a lot of the year. So I wonder if that's why. But this month, like, from the Victoria's Secret performance to the new tracks on the Tyler Deluxe, the turning up in that Tom Ford for Gucci black lace little dress at the CFDAs. And then the music video for this is insane. It's so, like, 2000s early like Ponder Replay, Beyonce Crazy in Love coded, like, she dances in front of this huge extractor fan with, like, all these dancers, cool. And, like, you know, the little, like, buffer things, like, there's a very famous Tom Ford campaign where, like, the guy's, like, lying, like, it's like a bleach blonde hair, like, really tan muscly guy's, like, lying down, and, like, his, like, boxers are pulled down, and, like, the buffing, I don't know what actually the, it's something to do with, like, construction, I think, so I'm not gonna, but it's like a shaver buffer thing,
okay.
And she's, like, dancing, and they're, like, buffing her bum, like, it's so good. She's someone to me who, she does the 2000s aesthetic, but it doesn't feel like a costume.
Yes.
Like, you know, a lot, like, even, I don't want to say, and I don't think, you know what, I'm gonna say it, but I think she does it on purpose, like, that Addison Rae, when Addison Rae steps out in, like, her, like, little 2000s costumes, like, it feels like a costume, but I think she does it intended to be, like, a costume. She does it in a camp, like, too on the nose, like, it's funny way. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can look at someone like Tate McRae, and this is like, oh, you're, like, looking at the 2000s music videos and trying to recreate that, whereas, like, Addison's actual music and music videos aren't very, like, 2000s inspired, but, like, her street style is, but I think she does it in, like, a campy costume way. She's not trying to act, like, really cool and
it's
casual
she's
about
funny,
it.
Though.
Yeah,
about
like, it's doing, like, literal recreations of Britney outfits, and people are being like, this feels so staged, this feels so costume, this feels so, like, unauthentic. It's like, that's the point.
Yeah.
Like, it's camp. Like, it's, like, ridiculous.
You sound like what people talk about with the Brat album. That's the point. It's Brat.
But with Tyler, it just feels so authentic. And I saw a really interesting, someone was like, oh, they're building Tyler's, like, career, like, they built, like, Rihanna's. When Rihanna first came onto the scene, like, it showed, like, a lot of her music was, like, showed a lot of her culture. It was very, and, like, this sound was very Caribbean inspired, and, like, she came out, like, very, like, cool and elusive, and, like, everyone was kind of like, whoa, where'd this girl come from? To build, like, an interest, and, like, I don't know, and then, like, a few years into her career, they full went bam, and, like, did, like, a really, like, commercial sound, and she just blew completely. And people were like, oh, I wonder if Tyler's team's doing that. Like,
well, who's that woman that said that Tyler's part of the CIA?
Oh my god, what is her name?
I don't know.
Oh my god, what is her name? I know who you're speaking about. Yeah. And she did, when the whole Diddy Beyonce stuff was going on, she did a sit down with, not Orlando Bloom, what, who's the one from
Orlando
Disney
Bloom
Channel?
Has been fucking, no, Orlando Bloom, oh, the Mexican guy.
Wait, who, there's another, is there two Orlando Blooms?
No, not Orlando Bloom, it's Orlando,
yeah,
the black guy
from,
right?
That's a Raven,
yeah.
Wait,
the one that's
what
a bit crazy, and he was like, pour me, like, he's like, oh, I'm not drinking. And he's like, I'll drink good.
Yeah, and that woman and him sat down and someone quoted it being like, two dumb bitches telling each other, exactly.
I love him though. I don't know what he's doing because I just see clips. But I've just seen, it's not Orlando. Is it Orlando? No, it's not Orlando
Bloom. I kind of feel like it might be, you know.
No,
I feel
Orlando
like...
Bloom is something or someone.
No,
else.
Orlando Bloom is a famous actor who was married to Katy Perry. But yeah. I think there's two Orlando Blooms. Search Orlando, that's a raven. I think he could be Orlando Bloom, you know.
Not. It's Devo not. It's Orlando Brown.
That's a Mandela effect. That doesn't sound right.
Orlando Brown. But yeah, he's been on, I don't know who this other, I'm pretty sure he was on that rap thing with Nick Cannon. At one point, he's like sucking off like the microphone and like everyone's just sitting there like, what the fuck?
What else do we have to, oh, Kim Kardashian's obsessed with old dead people.
Yeah, she ate that though.
Really? I thought she did not look good.
Fuck. I just love a cross necklace. But wait, hold on. I didn't do the research into it. Is it actually owned by Diana?
I don't know if it's owned.
Or did Diana just wear it?
Wait, you know what? I think it might be owned.
Let's find out because this is a thing, yeah. The way that people write stuff will fuck you up because if it's not owned by Diana and Diana was the last person to wear it, that's a completely different story. But if it was owned by Diana, then she wouldn't have been able to wear it.
Please. She literally got Manson? wrong Marilyn. God. Marilyn Monroe's dress out of a museum. Like, that girl has the... oh my God, I can't speak money to do anything. How? I don't know. I don't understand how she's not the richest... I guess she doesn't... her only income is through businesses. Like, I guess like other celebrities have incomes through businesses and music and acting.
Oh, no. It's right. So... the necklace was purchased by Naim Atallah. He's Palestinian, that's cool. So it was purchased by this businessman, basically, and his family kept it unworn until it was sold to Kardashian. So she's bought it from them. That's fine. What's the issue with that? If they wanted to sell it, they wanted to sell it.
No. And if she just stepped out at the CFDAs with that necklace and it was a one-off thing, I'd be like, cool. Girl, we get it. We get it. You don't need to stop wearing these like iconic...
Yeah, but that's her thing, though.
I think it's a lame thing, then.
Yeah, I think that it's like, everyone has a thing, right, that they do.
If your thing has to be wearing things that other people have already worn, then you don't have a thing.
No, but like, I think that as a woman, right, that and women still don't have a lot of power in this industry, and being able to have the power to be able to be like, okay, cool, I can literally buy this and buy that. He bought it. No one's questioning him.
He is not wearing it to the, not the CFDA, whatever that thing was. That
was
Lambda's
she wore it for a fucking Halloween costume.
I just think it's lame that I actually don't think it's lame. I actually think it's quite sad that she feels like she has to, and she can say, or her team can say as much as they want that it's not this. There is, the literal only explanation for this is that she is so desperate to prove herself as this icon, this cultural person, this, like, I didn't come from a reality, like, I'm not this reality star, I'm not this businesswoman, like, I am, like, an iconic woman in history. She is that. She doesn't need to prove it anymore. Like,
she
is that.
She just has the power, though, and the money, and it's like...
But if you have the power and money, hire the most creative, interesting people in the world and create these pieces for yourself, for the other girls to reference in years' time.
Yeah, but no one would be even talking about the necklace if it wasn't for her.
If she stepped out in like a, and not that, to me, that necklace wasn't that impressive. Like it was like nice.
Really?
But if that was not Princess Diana's necklace, no one would have said a word about that necklace. That's what I'm saying. It's not an iconic piece, but she could employ someone to make something that is so iconic that in 100 years time, some up and coming person will be paying the money to be wearing Kim Kardashian's necklace that she wore that one time.
I mean, but she's like, shining the light on Princess Diana again, and I do think
Princess Diana has a lot of light shined on her. She does not need Kim K wearing her necklace.
But she's just got people talking about her again, and I think it's not in the... It could, like...
And again, if she had just done that necklace, I would agree with that. But the fact that it was Marilyn Monroe's dress to the... And then it was at the CFDA, she was pulling out some archival piece. And then also at the Oscars after party, it was another archival piece. Like, it's constant. Like, I'm proving myself that I have these resources and I can pull these iconic looks. And it's like, we know, like, you are one of the most powerful women in Hollywood / the world. Like, just, like... I liked Kim more when she did her own thing. And I guess maybe it's she's lost the Kanye swag and she's like, fuck, what the fuck do I do now? Let me just pull iconic pieces.
No, she's a businesswoman and I kind of rate it. she's consistent. She makes sure that like people know who the fuck she is. And I think it's all good and well when men want to do it. So why can't she do it?
But what do you mean by when men do it?
Like men like show that they have power by doing certain things, but like it's such an issue all the time when she does it.
I do get what you mean, but I just mean in a sense of, to me, it would be more powerful if she stepped out in a sickening outfit and someone was like, oh my God, what is this?
Yeah, I know, but like, you're not really going to be talking about that. She's a fucking 4-year-old woman.
Or if she wants, or like she has the connections.
That's what Kylie needs to be doing. Kylie needs to be doing that. Instead, she's making fucking Kai.com, mate.
And TikToks of Amelia de Waldenburg.
Do you get it? Like, she's doing all of that. Kylie was the OG. This is why I think, I do get what you're saying. And I think like, Kim K is still trying to be like a younger self because she doesn't really have the power anymore to like be influential because she's a 40-year-old woman. Like, why are 20-year-olds really like running the shit, like going to be copying you? But it should be Kylie that should be the one. Kylie ain't a businesswoman though. Like,
I'm sorry, Kylie would be me if I was in the Kardashian family. 100%. Like, I would have.
I'm like that now, and
I would have been popping it out in my teen years, and then just be like, oh fuck it, I'm just staying on the sofa tonight.
I know, but do you know what it is? Literally, but do you know what it's the Kylie has everyone like in a chokehold. Like, she could be, but she doesn't post anything. She has this brand that like she just promotes for the sake of like promoting because she's got a brand and her mum probably told her to do it because she's probably running out of money or something. And like then she like makes stuff, but like instead of like rocking out before how she used to, either with her lip kits or like with a pair of jeans or like trainers or this or that the other, she like used to like be so influential in the game. Like everyone was dressing like how Kylie was dressing.
She's just like the
downfall of Kylie. It's not a downfall of Kylie because Kylie's still Kylie, and like, she's still happy, she's a mom and all of that stuff, and like that's who she wants to be, and I get it. But you know when you're just like, damn,
yeah,
give me some of that. Like if I had that, I would definitely be the same as her, so I don't
know
what I'm talking
about. Like, it goes back to what we were saying at the start of the episode. Like, we just can't be bothered.
Yeah.
And fair play. You know, she has the money. She doesn't need to. She would only be doing it out of, I guess, a self-validation.
No, but I feel like that she's what we were talking about with, like, making a brand for the sake of making a brand.
Right, yeah.
She just actually has money to be, like, pushing that brand, like, to where it is. And it's not doing amazingly well as it could really do. She probably put in, like...
What's Kim's main brand nowadays?
Skims.
Oh, I always forget the Skims, yeah.
Skims is...
Oh, someone did a Skims... Oh, it's Tate McRae did that Skims campaign. It was, like, a winner.
Fuck, Skims has some nice stuff.
It is crazy that, like, I've never heard anyone say a bad word about that brand.
Skims, honestly, like, Skims, yeah. I don't actually have anything. No, I do. But, like, the thing
really,
is...
Really? That's surprising. You see me, like, you strike me as a very Skims girl. Like, really? It's all, like, basic tight fitting stuff. Like,
you just call me basic?
No, as in, like, you wear, like you. I feel like you wear a lot of, like, nice-fitting, like plain tank tops.
Do you know
like...
what it is? Because you have to order it, and then by the time I've, like, sat there and tried to order, like, I'm distracted and I'm doing something else.
They're in Selfridges, no?
Yeah, but they're stuck in Selfridges and shit. Yeah, so I've got one, like, play suit from Skims, and like it's mad because you can get the cheaper versions, but it's not Skims.
No.
Like it's not Skims. It's not the same colors. Like it's just not Skims.
Oh my God! Have you got a top from that brand Air Tank?
No, I haven't, but I've seen them and they're
crazy.
Yeah,
they seem very you.
Yeah, they're crazy, but they're expensive and you have to pay import tax.
But everybody says that, like, everybody who I've seen make TikTok, because I follow a lot of girls who have like bought them, and every single one have said, like, when it comes, they're literally like, oh, I'm like, the parcel comes, they're like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm gonna keep this or not. And then as soon as they try it on, they're like, I'm keeping this. Like, I've never had anything fit me and support me so well.
Like. Even like Bowen Tee is like a, it's like it's like the sportswear for Opoly. Like, I got gifted like a Bowen Tee, like, jumpsuit thing. That shit is like, what crack is in this?
Really?
Honestly, that stuff is so soft. Like, it's like, this is Lululemon, but I got this on Vista Village and I love the color. But
oh, I really want to go. Like, apparently the Black Friday sales are going to be insane.
Yeah, but it's too much though. The queues will be
really? I've never been on Black Friday.
Oh my God. No.
The only time I've ever fucking gone shopping on Black Friday was when I was 18 and I got the tube to Misguided in Westfield Stratford and bought a few things and went home.
Really? Yeah, Black Friday, you will not catch me anywhere, because even my friend, she went to Bicester Village the other day and she said that the queue for even Prada was just like so fucking insane. So yeah, Black Friday, people will be there with their suitcases. They're there with their suitcases anyways. But yeah, Bow and Tea is really, really good. Like, they have really good basics. It is expensive, 100%. Like, if you can afford it, buy it. But if you can't, then don't.
I didn't know Bow and Tea was expensive.
Yeah, like, I think Elise, Elise that does makeup, she got like a tank version of the play suit thing that I have, and that was like 40 quid. But like,
that's not that bad for a good fitting, yeah, basic.
But to like the not. But no, I get what you mean. Like 40 quid for
it's hard to justify that on a plain piece of clothing when there are obviously so many other plain.
Exactly.
But I'm sorry. The one thing that I've learned with age is that you are so much better spending more money on a basic piece of clothing than, because when I was younger, in my head, I was always like, oh, I can buy basics cheap, but I will spend my money on like the one of a kind things, or not one of a kind as such, because nothing's really one of a kind that I was buying. Like, please, I was 19. But like, I was like, oh, I'll spend money on like out there designer piece. Bitch, you then wear it once or twice and everybody remembers it.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
It is not worth your money buying crazy expensive stuff. What people will... I get so many compliments. I get more compliments or questions where something's from on my nice fitting basics than on my interesting clothes.
No, facts. Like, even...
These jeans, for example, I get so many people asking because of the way they fit.
Where are they from?
Acne. Oh. And then I have this grey tracksuit from this Spanish brand called Jericho.
Oh my God, I'm so pissed off, yeah. Manoir, I told him about these Acne fucking jeans, yeah.
Oh, this is me and Tom. Tom will do this to me.
Oh, no, he is so annoying, yeah. I actually went into fight him yesterday. I told him about these Acne jeans, like, months ago. The ones with the chains. Have you seen the ones with the printed with the chains on there?
Oh, no, I haven't seen them. They sound nice. I might get them.
They are so banging, yeah. They've got their, like, dark blue denim, like, kind of washed. I think a couple, like, greys rips in them, whatever. And they have, like, printed chains, like, on the side. They're fucking sick. They're, like, £600, like, retail. Who the fuck is paying that for jeans?
Manoir.
He was like, oh, my God, look at these jeans that I got. I got them on Depop for £150. I looked at them, I was like, is this a fucking wind-up? Like, are you actually fucking joking me? The same fucking jeans, yeah? I can't actually believe it. And he was like, no, you didn't tell... Yes, I fucking did tell you. I told you like 4 times and I sent them... I was so pissed off about that. Anyways, hopefully they don't fit him and they're going
to
fit me.
I was about to say, can you not share with a belt?
Yeah, I know, but it's not the same. I've been telling you about the product. I put you onto Acne jeans. You didn't know about no Acne jeans before me.
Yeah, no, that's me and Tom. But then I'm like, and I've done it for the both of us. Like, we can both... I mean, I guess it works better for me and Tom because we're like both like men wear the same clothes, but like I'm like, he wants some things that he's pointed out to me and I've gone out and bought, he has then worn more than I have, and I'm like, you wouldn't have had it in the first place. See,
no, do you know what it is? It's because Mono started doing content as well, so like everyone will probably see it on his and then like he'll be wearing them. But
that's my one rule. It's like, if I've bought it, you're not posting or going out in it until I have posted it.
Fair. Oh, that's a good rule. Yeah. That's a good rule. Well, his package is coming this weekend and he's not in UK this weekend. So
as soon as I've made my debut in it, then it's fair game. You can wear it. But I just need people to see me in it first.
Yeah, like they're mine.
Right, should we talk about I'm a Celeb?
Oh yeah, I'm a Celeb.
Should we read the lineup?
I don't watch I'm a Celeb.
No, me neither. I won't watch it.
Like,
sorry.
Who the fuck is watching I'm a Celeb? Like, you must be 40 years old, mate.
I'll watch some clips on TikTok probably.
Literally.
But
yeah, so the new I'm a Celeb lineup is out. It's actually really good this year.
Yeah,
it won't
I know.
Make me watch it, but it is.
I
good.
Know most people on it, which I feel like usually you
there's
don't.
Always a couple Corey people, right? So first we have Colleen Rooney, starting off strong.
Queen, love her.
And then we have Talisa.
Queen, love her.
Jane Moore. Jane Moore is, she's a loose woman. Then we have Oti Mabuse.
Queen, love her.
She's from
Strictly Come Dancing Pro.
Yeah. Why? We have Reverend Richard Coles.
Who's that?
What? Media personality and former vicar.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Dean McCullough.
Oh, he's a Radio 1 presenter.
Oh, Irish. Cute.
oh, Irish.
Alan Halsall. And he's the one from Corey.
Oh, okay.
He is
The soap
Tyrone.
Stars are always where I get caught out. I don't know
you
who
come
they are.
On. You must know. How? Anyways. Danny Jones. He's
from
The Voice.
McFly and The Voice.
Oh, he's from McFly. We have Melvin O'Doo.
Oh, I love
him. I love Melvin. Wait, what was that show that he used to be in on CBBC?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember.
Him and that other black guy. We have GK Barry,
Queen,
which we'll circle back on.
Maura.
We have Maura Higgins.
Queen, love her.
I can't wait for her to surf face at all times. We have Barry McGuigan.
Who's that? Sports?
He's an Irish boxer. Period.
He's always a sports person in there.
And yeah, that's it.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
I know all of them other than the soap guy and the reverend guy. Mm.
The main topic at the moment is obviously GK banning.
Yeah, so basically this list has not been actually confirmed. Like ITV hasn't like... Basically, it is confirmed and like everyone's openly speaking about it, but like they haven't done the promo for it or they haven't like released it from ITV official accounts. And there's allegedly... And I use that big because I just don't see how this could be a possible storyline. But not storyline, sorry, but like how this could possibly even like be a conversation. Allegedly, GK Barry's position is a bit iffy because of her recent podcast with Bonnie Blue. If you don't know, Bonnie Blue is the sex worker who is 25 and she makes a lot of content basically saying that she sleeps with quote unquote barely legal freshers. And films it. And she says that she takes their virginity. I don't know if she actually does. Like, there's like, how, like, oh, hello, like, how can you even prove that? And films it and puts it online. And she even had a, I think she slept with 100 men in one day and filmed it. And there's another one. There's another woman called Lily Phillips that she does it with. And it's a big...
They're just so beautiful and it just makes me sad.
It's a big topical conversation. And listen... I do get what people say when it's like, we shouldn't be giving these women a platform because, especially in the culture right now, which what I was going to say actually about the US election is that with the way that, because X is such a, or Twitter and TikTok are such unregulated social medias to a terrifying point. Like a lot of the US election stuff, we didn't hear about a lot of the Trump stuff because our phones know us so well nowadays that they know not to show us it. Mm-hmm. So it's like these, as we, it's like these areas, these gray areas of social media, which aren't unregulated. On top of that, the literal CEO of Twitter, Elon Musk, is adding onto it. And it's like, these things are so controlling. So in a culture where like that is happening and Andrew Tate is so like big and such a pivotal figure, like it's scary what she is doing could affect a younger generation and like these 14-year-olds who are consuming her content on non-18 plus sites like TikTok and Twitter, which are so unregulated now that they can go about posting very elusive, basically soft on.
Yeah.
That not only are they consuming that, but then they're going...
She has full-on videos on there.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to be 18 on her Twitter account to view it, I think.
Oh,
but obviously you can lie about your age.
Oh, I didn't know
But
obviously I am 18, so I'd definitely search her up as well.
But...
I'm not 18.
I also think that, like, it is scary, especially with, as I said, the way that, like, the literal man who has just become president in the United States has reduced women's rights or is planning on. That then, like, these men are going to think that, like, grow up being like, oh, yeah, like, women love, like, 100 people gangbangs. Like, but... Also, at the end of the day, it is her body. It is her choice. I don't necessarily agree with what she's doing in terms of promoting it.
Yeah, it's her body. It's her choice. But, like we can go and run with that stuff all the time. But, like, there's morals. And people have to have fucking morals.
Yeah, I don't agree. Yeah, I don't think she has the morals in place.
No, there's no morals. Like, this is a thing. And, like, that's where it gets so dangerous. Like, yeah, it's, like... So a 27-year-old body and choice to, like, go and, like, that fucking Tasha girl that's, like, with the 16-year-old. Oh, yeah. It's her body and choice to, like, go and be with a 16-year-old. But, yeah, it's legal, but it's morally so fucked up and it's so wrong. Like, you're weird. Like, do you get it?
It is weird.
It's very, like, and this is the thing. I think, like, this behaviour needs to be cooled down. It is absolutely rage bait. And this is the thing. And when you're young, people don't know about rage bait, like, how we understand rage bait.
Yeah.
Because to understand rage bait, you kind of have to see, like, the both sides. But when you're just seeing, like, one side of, like, this is what a woman wants and da-da-da-da-da, you don't have enough knowledge, you're just taking in that information and you're running with it. And it's breeding such a, like, as what Lewis said, just, like, such a toxic world. It's just not helping. And as a woman, you would expect, obviously not every woman has, like, something in between these walls, but, like, you'd expect them to, like, care and understand for the rest of everyone else. Like, yeah, if you want to go sleep with 100 guys, go do your thing. But it's the way that she goes about it and the way that she talks about it and the way that she talks about her body. It's so, like, it can be translated so bad to, like, such impressionable people that and it's so easy to access. But anyways, to do with GK Barry had her on the podcast, and people found it very controversial. And the thing is, like, with GK Barry on the podcast, it she wasn't...
Well, that's the
thing. The issue...
The people didn't find her appearance controversial. What they didn't like was what she was doing, which, like, Bonnie Blue would be like, oh, yeah, well, like, I go and, like, I fuck barely legal men and take the virginity. And GK Barry would be like, fair enough.
Yeah.
Like, that was what... Because people actually didn't have an issue with Bonnie Blue being on. People are actually calling for Bonnie Blue to go on these platforms to for someone to, like, grill her and all that kind of stuff. But the issue people had was her tone of voice in the interview. Mm. But I also do think, like... Like, I don't think when that interview, not that this makes it any better, but when the interview was recorded, I don't think it was as, she was as big of a person. Mm. Like, I think it was.
But then she shouldn't have uploaded, she shouldn't have, like, put it up. That's just my opinion. Like, I just think, like, you have to be, like, GK Barry has, like, a massive team behind her, right? And I think, like, there will be a lot of people that, like, know what the detriments of things happening. And I think, fair enough, like, there has to be intentions for the things that you're doing, and especially things that are like this and so sensitive. Like, conversations are really important. And obviously, like, she's probably learned her lesson. Like, you know, I don't know if her team maybe pushed her to do it or what the situation is. Like, I've got to give her grace because, well, no pun intended, but, like, got to give her a bit of grace because, like, like, in this industry, it's hard because you can't cancel people for doing things like that.
And I don't think she's done anything wrong,
but she's not done anything, like, correct, like, morally correct, what I think. I just think, like, she just didn't need to have her on there. Like, you haven't done any. Like,
I think it was a poor misjudgment rather than anything on her actual character.
And
shit
happens. Like, that's like she's probably learned her lesson. Like, but, like, is she gonna not be able to get on fucking?
If it is true, then that is ridiculous because you would have literally had people on who they've had not even. But, like, they have had so many people on who have literally been verbatim racist, homophobic,
literally,
all this kind of stuff, sexual assault charges, like domestic assault charges, like, having a sex worker on your podcast and not challenging her on some questionable views is not grounds for kicking someone off a reality show.
So maybe, like, a conspiracy that I kind of have right now that's coming to my head is someone on Bolly Blue's team has, like, told, like, the Sun that this is happening or something like that, and it's gonna push people to find more
about Bonnie Blue.
Bonnie Blue,
she's been doing loads of interviews with actual news outlets being like, leave Grace alone. Like, if I was Grace, I'd be like, can you shut the fuck up?
Like,
you've already caused me enough shit. Like, why are you on these news platforms now?
Literally, that woman earns like 500k, probably.
Oh my god, yeah, I saw that.
I don't think people are understanding 500k.
What is actually scary and not funny, I can't even imagine, like, the conversations in, like, high school right now. Like, when I was in school, like, even conversations about, like, I mean, I can't remember because I was
Blue,
like,
Waffle.
No, but, like, I was just pretending to be involved because I had no idea who these people were. But, like,
Johnny Sins?
Like, no, like, female stars. Like, the way that, like, teenage boys spoke about, like, back then, there was no OnlyFans. There was just like, studio porn stars who turned up and filmed. The way boys spoke about them was already crazy. So it's, like, teenage boys, by the way. So it's only, like, I can't imagine, like, the conversations being had in school about not only a porn star, but someone who, like, is also on a podcast with, like, their favorite influencers speaking about it. Like,
that's such a good point. It's so much more, like accessible.
Yes.
Like,
they're not having to go to a quote-unquote adult-only 18-plus site to watch material of these women.
So, like, I never actually thought of it like that. That's,
like,
mad.
That's why I also think it was, like... But then GK Barry's whole podcast started... Like, she had a lot of stars on at the start of when her podcast started off. Like, she's never been like a PG,
because I've always wanted to, like, interview, like, sex workers and things like that, because I just find it really, really interesting. But I guess, like, there's questions, like, there's a lot that goes into it, and, like, there's questions, like, there's a way, like, good interviewers know how to, like, ask specific questions to get, like, information out that's gonna positively, or if they want to, negatively impact, like,
the viewers.
And that's the whole point of it. But when you're very just, like, impartial in the middle, it's just like, what is the fucking point?
Yeah, you're just basically giving this person a free platform to say what they want.
Literally.
Like, you're giving them a platform of millions of subscribers to just say what they want.
And that's just, like, a waste of time for you. Like.
Yeah. But.
I hope she's, like, she's obviously, like,
I don't think. I do understand what people are saying in terms of, like, what she's done wrong. But, like, I don't think it's, like,
it's not that deep.
A place of I don't think it's from a place of like...
It's not maliciousness. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Being anti-women and like anti... Do you know what I mean? It's and just out of like a silly mistake.
But I also don't think... I'm pretty sure she recorded this podcast episode before it like... blew the fuck up on TikTok. Like, I think if this was like a month ago, no one would care and say anything. Yeah. Like, I just think the timing wasn't great. But I just, yeah, I mean, as you said, like, hopefully now she just will be like, okay, let me stick to like other TikTokers who we can just like chat shit about.
Yeah, yeah, literally. Like, she's good at what she does, though. Yeah,
this is why it will be a real shame if she doesn't get onto I'm a Celeb because of it. Because she has actually, and she works really hard. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a digital talent transfer over to traditional media so seamlessly and quickly as her. So she does deserve
help. She's for the people. Do you know what I mean? Like, any age, like, she's relatable to someone.
Yeah. Anyway, should we do what's popping?
Yeah, what's popping of the week? I'll tell you what's not fucking popping is Beauty in Black, mate. Have you
I saw someone make a TikTok being like, this is the best show I've ever watched.
Oh my God. Did I fucking watch Hollyoaks too?
I did Google it and watch the trailer because I was like, oh, I need a new show. And I was like, wait,
Lewis. All right, let me just, I'm going to show you a clip here. Tyler Perry's a fucking billionaire, my fucking arsehole. I want to see fucking receipts that he's a billionaire, mate, because the money that's gone into this, I think Power is good personally. Like, I think the acting was decent. Like, I think the storylines are good. I think the script is good. The script in this show is so unbelievably bad. But the thing is that it's so addictive because it's like EastEnders, it's an easy watch. You know what's gonna come next, but like you wanna see it come next. And you can't stop watching it because there's things that are like unsolved. Like there's so many things that don't make sense. And I'm like, how the fuck did this get popped? Like there's one scene, right, where like, oh, I can't even explain like, how stupid some of this shit is. Like, but it's laughable, but I'm just like, okay, so this is what the Tyler Perry that everyone's either banging on about or like people hate. And a lot of people don't like him, but yeah, that's why it's not popping.
I don't know if I reckon it. It was an amazing film, but it was so fucking sad.
Oh, Otto. A Man Called Otto.
No. Oh. It's called Oslo. August 31st is not old, 2011.
That sounds depressing.
It's really, really sad, but it's great in terms of like it's moving.
I can't believe someone said that. This was the best thing ever.
Yeah. I didn't watch the whole TikTok. Maybe at the end they were like prank, it was shit. Yeah, but like,
hopefully.
What about music?
Music. Music I've just been listening to Back from Toronto by No, I've said that last week.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still listening to it. It's not even called that. It's called Party Next Door, the album. I don't have anything new.
Yeah, Yaz's EP, I listened to it on the way here. It's so good.
I'm going to listen to that.
I'm trying to think. Have I got any of
them? Oh, I really like the Skepta and Flo Milli song.
Oh, yeah.
Is that how it goes?
Well, I had to come back all of this month. No. Now he had said, you know.
And I love that she's tall.
Anyway, if people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Isla and Instagram at Isla Loba.
And you can find me on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram at Looking for Lewis. You can also find the Pop Off Podcast on TikTok and Instagram at Pop Off Podcast. Remember to subscribe to us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you next week for a new episode.
Ciao.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.